Good afternoon, or good evening if you're listening to the repeat on Tuesday. I'm William English, and this is Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM at the new time of 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. Last week featured James Tregaskis and his field recordings in Alaskan cesspits. This week I'll be playing the following tracks. Esh Lorak from Thinking Out Loud, the first CD by Pamelia Kirstin, a renowned thereminist, issued in 2007 on the Sadiq label. Resurrection Fern by Iron and Wine from their brand new CD just out this week called The Shepherd's Dog. The Ghost Trade by Charles Haywood and Camberwell Now from All's Well, Rec Rec 1992. And There's a City by The Handsome Family from their CD of rarities Smothered and Covered. The Handsome Family are playing at Dingwalls with country legend Charlie Louvin and supported by Blanche on October the 24th. Next week, Resonance will be broadcasting from the Freeze Art Fair, so I'll be back in a fortnight. Yours sincerely, William English.
field grows in folded clothes, like stubborn boys across the road. We'll keep everything. Grandma's gun and the black bear claw, they took her dog. And when Sister Lowry says amen, we won't hear anything. The 10-car train will take that word. Fledgling bird, and the falling house across the way, it'll keep everything. The baby's breath, our bravery wasted, and our shame. Undress beside the ashes of the fire, both our tender bellies wound in baling wire, all the more a pair of underwater pearls than the oak tree and its resurrection fur.
What it seems. Sunday, October the 7th, Cram celebrate the release of The Moving Frontier, their new album on Domino Records with a special one-off London show. Support acts are Serafina Steer on quirky harp and keyboards and Pete Arms Music Hall Electropop. Corsica Studios, 5 Elephant Road, London, SE17 1LB. Info at corsicastudios.com, nearest tube, Elephant and Castle.
Marginalised groups like ourselves, like Stop Stancy the Expansion, so that we don't have an opportunity at public inquiry to argue our case in a civilised way. Get rid of us, and the alternative might be much less civilised and much less pleasant. It beggars belief that in the 21st century we should be turning the clock back so far as democracy and public involvement is concerned.
Can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me.
Let's not fly to Llama Land right now. I know there's a one-man band there who will toot his flute for us, Frank, but let's do a reality check. It's 2007, and the science on climate change has never been more robust. The warnings from experts have never been stronger, and the signs of change have never been clearer for people to see. Last year, the Tyndall Centre produced a report saying, "If there's one important message we want to reiterate, it is the absolute urgency with which we must act to curb dramatically our carbon dioxide emissions. In waiting for technology or the EU emissions trading scheme to offer a smooth transition to a low-carbon future, we are deluding ourselves. It is an act either of negligence or irresponsibility for policymakers to continually to refer to a 2050 target as the key driver for addressing climate change. The real challenge we face is making the radical shift onto a low-carbon pathway by 2010 to 2012. And thereby driving down carbon intensity at an unprecedented 9% per annum for up to 2 decades. To put the Tyndall Centre's analysis another way, we have 3 to 5 years to put in place the necessary infrastructure to enable a swift change in the direction of our society's carbon intensity. Just 3 to 5 years. So has the government responded by marshalling all its resources